Vision 2030. The government is committed to ensure it provides an enabling environment to support realization of the Vision 2030 across the country. Agriculture and Livestock Cabinet Secretary Mr. Mathika Linturi said the government will ensure that all players in the sectors that will drive the economy to achieve its objectives easily get the necessary and real-time support. The CS made the remarks during the launch of the fourth and the last medium-term plan phase as anchored in the Vision 2030 development agenda in Isiolo Town. He said that all national and county programs are now aligned towards improving the lives of Kenyans as envisioned in the National Development Blueprint. He added that the two-tier government has a responsibility to ensure that they create employment for numerous youth and women with a view to improve their livelihood. Mr. Linturi observed that the aligned flagship projects in Isiolo that include international abattoir, market, road infrastructure and the airport would open the region and elevate economic returns which would largely benefit the local population. Agriculture Cabinet Secretary Mathika Linturi left during the launch of the fourth and the last medium-term plan as anchored in the Vision 2030 development agenda in Isiolo Town. He underscored the importance of the abattoir, saying the livestock keepers from the region would benefit from sale of their animals since the government will have established local and external markets for meat and other products. He added that tipped the farmers to work hard and take advantage of the upcoming projects which the government planned to eradicate poverty among residents. The CS called upon the local people to diversify their agricultural and economic activities like indulging in the lucrative camel milk business that has higher returns compared to cattle milk. During the occasion, Mr. Linturi was accompanied by Petroleum Principal Secretary Mr. Mohammed Liban, Deputy Governor Dr. James Loasa and Isiolo County Commissioner Jeffrey Omading, among other leaders. The leaders gave tips on how the government would turn around agriculture to increase production and feed the population with ease. These tips include export of value-added products to increase the balance of trade and establishment of numerous small and medium enterprises through key value chains in the production sector. The Vision 2030 development strategy started in 2008 and was to be implemented in 4 5-year medium-term plan phases scheduled for years 2008 to 2012, 2013 to 2017, 2018 to 2022 and finally 2023 to 2027.